tune in every Saturday night at midnight for The Diamond Sea, a weekly mixtape featuring the best in independent music from the 80s, 90s, and today. Here on 88.7 KRVS, public radio for Acadiana.
This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Good afternoon. Weather for the KRVS listening area. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high of around 93, 94 degrees. Heat index around 103 this afternoon. So take caution when working for longer than several minutes in the outdoors. A west wind this afternoon at 5 miles per hour. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening. Mostly cloudy skies with a low of 76. A west wind at 5 to 10. And a 40% chance of precipitation on Wednesday. Partly sunny skies with a high near 92. Currently it's partly cloudy and 93 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Coming up at 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. Judith Merriweather will join us a little bit later in the hour. We're going to begin with music by Beethoven, music for piano and cello. This is his Sonata No. 2 in G minor, Opus 5, No. 2, performing Zul Bailey, cellist, and Simone Dinnerstein, piano.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Cellist Zul Bailey and pianist Simone Dinnerstein performing Beethoven Sonata No. 2 in G minor, Opus 5, No. 2. You're listening to Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles. Right now we're going to head into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
And with me in the KRVS studios from Vermilionville is David Cherami, who is the director of Vermilionville, and Rachel Dugas, who is the museum operations director, here to talk about Creole Culture Day, which is taking place this coming Sunday, June 10th, from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. And I believe, David, you said that the award, the Richard Catalan Award, this is the eighth year that you all will be giving this award.
That's right. This will be the eighth year that we'll be handing out the Richard Catalan Senior Creole Heritage Award. Mr. Catalan was a living treasure himself. He was one of our artisans at Vermilionville back when we opened in the early 90s. And in those days, I was a tour guide also back 20 years ago. And I had the privilege of working with Mr. Catalan. He was just a great source of information and entertainment. And he really personified the great joie de vivre that we have here in South Louisiana and a great Creole. So when he passed away, his family started this Creole Heritage Award to honor different members of the Creole community who, through their contributions, have contributed greatly to the Creole heritage, like people like Herman Fuselier, for example, who has a show here on KRVS, John Broussard, of course, who's also on our board at the Bi-Vermilion District, Gino Della Fosse was the winner last year, and many others. And this year, Mr. Goldman, who himself is also a great storyteller in French and in English and a great musician, and is one of the last living legends, I guess, of the old time zydeco music, way before Clifton Chenier invented zydeco, basically, and goes back to the lala and the other Creole music that existed way back when. So we're very pleased to have Mr. Goldman accepting that award at Vermilionville.
And I think it's also a real tribute to what you all do at Vermilionville, a continuity of your mission to focus on culture and the many different cultures that we have here in South Louisiana. Just you're mentioning that you were a tour guide 20 years ago. I think there are a lot of people in our audience who really don't know much about the history of Vermilionville. When did Vermilionville start?
Vermilionville itself opened on April 1st, 1990, April Fool's Day, 1990. But it really began 6 years before that when the Bayou Vermilion District was created. Bayou Vermilion District, many people may know because we have operations along Bayou Vermilion. We have four boat launches that we operate And we're also starting on a fifth one. We'll be building a fifth boat launch at the foot of the Camellia Bridge right across from Cochon's. But back in 1984, when the Bayou-Vermilion District was created, the Bayou-Vermilion was one of the most polluted waterways in the United States. And we made great strides in cleaning that up, making it much more practical for people to jet ski and kayak and canoe and get on their sun chasers and whatnot and go out there and fishing. I see a lot of people also fishing off of the many piers along the bayou. So we've, you know, pretty much turned things around, but we're still making a lot of progress we need to make along the bayou to make it even more hospitable, shall I say, for recreation purposes.
Mm. And I know that with y'all's recent Earth Day, you focused a lot on the environment and things that you're doing at Vermilionville.
The environment and the culture go hand in hand. I mean, the two are inseparable. You know, we live the way we live because of changes we've had to make because of the environment we live in, and vice versa. Of course, we've had a great impact on the environment, for better or worse, and we try to mitigate some of those worse effects and try and bring out the best of what we can do with the nature around us.
Mm-hmm. And you all are very dedicated to all of the different cultures that are around the Bayou Vermilion, have made use of the Bayou Vermilion. I know that you you have a Native American Day at Vermilionville as well.
That's right. We have three culture days, and they're all free. We should have mentioned that right off the bat. Mm-hmm. Creole Culture Day, Acadian Culture Day, and Native American Culture Day are all free events. As our way of giving back to the cultures that really form the basis of what we have here in South Louisiana. The Acadian Culture Day, of course, is on the Sunday nearest August 15th, because that is the feast day of the Acadians. And Native American Day will be in September, and hopefully we'll have some big announcements to be making, especially for the Native American Day when that comes around.
Mm. Well, let's take a look at Creole Culture Day again, which will take place this Sunday at Vermilionville. You're honoring Mr. Goldman Thibodeau, and you have lots of activities planned, starting off in the morning. Rochelle, maybe we could just start off first
sure.
thing in the morning. And
sure. Well, the village is going to be open as it is normally. We offer visitors a chance to interact with artisans that are working on occupational crafts. So in Maison Babassin, we'll have Daphne Walker and her family that will be there working production line style almost on their crafts. They'll be making corn husk dolls. So that'll be fun to see from start to finish. I think that's what's going to be special about Sunday. Normally Daphne is by herself working, and it's maybe a slower process when there's only two hands working on it. So she wants to be able to show from start to finish. We've also got Nia and Rebecca Henry, who will be in some of the houses talking about traditional healing. And Miss Jeanette's going to be there showing how she makes her Job's Tear rosaries. And we've got all kinds of the different Creole crafts and occupational crafts shown. Mm-hmm. But that's pretty much
It will
from 10 to 5, but that's pretty much expected at Vermilionville. Mm-hmm. That we are a living history museum, right. So that's what we show every day to the visitors that come by. But for a special event like Creole Culture Day, we have created some partnerships with different organizations. So at 10 o'clock, there's also going to be UBS Blood Drive that will go from 10 to 2. And then we'll have cooking demonstrations throughout the day. We'll have dance lessons for those of you who want to maybe learn how to zydeco or
brush
perfect.
Up on your steps.
Yeah, exactly. We've got bands in the Performance Center, Creole Zydeco Farmers, and Donna Angel. And this year, for the first time, we have decided to try to recruit some older Creole musicians to come and share their, the music from their past. Let's say that if they don't play it anymore, simple and pure kind of style.
Acoustic.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Exactly. So we're having a Creole music jam from noon to 4 in the village. So people will be able to watch that as well. And the hope is that young musicians who are interested will also come and join and learn some of the songs and the styles as well. And this year, also for the first time, we're having sharing circles where we kind of wanted everybody to have a chance to share what their little trick is or what their story is. So we're going to have one based on language, and then another based on traditional healing practices. And we have been recruiting in the, or Creole Inc., our organizing partner, has been recruiting in the community to find some people, some interesting older people that have those, you know, long-term tricks. And I know that there's one that Mr. Broussard is very excited to have. Her name is Cinderella, and she's in her 90s. And she's sure to be there. They're all very determined to come and to share what they know. So I think it'll be memorable and historic in a way to have all of these regular people, not necessarily experts in the field, but just regular people come and share their stories.
Right, and gives us a chance, if we're not folklorists and we don't really have that practice or understanding of how to go out into the field and discover these people, you're making it possible for all of us to encounter these cultures and these individuals. And that's really a gift to all of us. Now, I'm sure some people are busily trying to write down whatever's happening, what time things are going on. Do you have a complete schedule on your website?
Yes, it is on our website in the calendar of events at vermilionville.org. Right there on the right-hand side, there's a calendar. Go under Creole Culture Day. All the information is there. If you have any other questions, really feel free to give us a call. We'll help you out. Mm-hmm. But the activities will run from 10 to 5, and the ceremony with Mr. Goldman will be at 11 o'clock. And it won't just be the ceremony either, because we're obviously going to be presenting him with the award and have a more official part. But it's going to be followed by an interview with Mr. Goldman. Herman Fusilier is going to interview Mr. Goldman and try to get all that fun information and fun facts about his life. He is such a great storyteller, so I'm sure it'll be an added bonus to the day.
Absolutely. So check the website out, and actually it's a good website to bookmark because there's so much that goes on at Vermilionville.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned quickly a little while ago that there will be cooking demonstrations, and I know you all are excited about that. That's Miss Carolyn Shelton, who will be doing that. What is she going to be showing us how to make?
Well, she was very enthusiastic about it. She wanted to be here today to talk to everybody, but she is going to focus on gravies. So she has decided to show us how to make a good gravy in 2012 using newer techniques, some of the pre-packaged products, and how to make it, let's say, from scratch.
Still taste authentic.
Exactly. So she's gonna show the different sides of both. She's also going to make some meals. I believe she's making chicken fricasse, smothered cabbage, and she has actually published a cookbook that features recipes from different Creoles and African Americans from the area and, you know, their own recipes. Mm-hmm. So Mr. Goldman has his recipe in there, and she's going to be making Mr. Goldman's Creole potato salad.
Well, that alone, just what you have mentioned, you have people lining up right at the door now.
And you can have a taste.
And if you don't have any intention whatsoever to cook any of these recipes, just going to see Carolyn put on this show, her cooking demonstrations are shows worth the price of admission, which is free, I might add.
Also, it's
worth
show.
She is a show, and she has, you know, if you don't believe me, you could go look it up on YouTube. She has several of her videos on YouTube, so she does put on quite a show. It's very entertaining and very informative.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say she's going to focus on gravies, because that really makes a huge difference. I mean, that's what, when we taste it, we know if it's authentic, we know if it's something that our grandmother might have made. So that really divides people, you know, particularly people who have moved in this area, or even younger people who perhaps didn't have to get in the kitchen. So that's going to be extremely valuable to learn how to make those gravies.
I think so. I hope I have the time to go and check it out, since I'm not from here.
Maybe she'll
learn
how to do it. Special one for you.
But I did want to mention that it is a very family-friendly event. We hope everybody brings their kids. We have crafts for kids throughout the village. So we've kind of tried to bring the activity everywhere in the village. A lot of people come to Vermilionville for the dances and the performance center, and they may not get into the village. So we're trying to spread out the activities. So we'll have ragdoll making crafts. We'll have printmaking as well, so the kids can be creative. And Creole Inc., our organizing partner, is also is going to have a sort of a storytelling and games station in the schoolhouse where kids can learn how to play tops and marbles and all those old games that all the Creole Inc. members used to play. And even I used to play some of them, but the younger generation probably doesn't anymore. So we're trying to revive that, and that they'll be telling some stories in French as well.
Well, it sounds like an amazing, fun, and informative day for everyone. If you have just tuned in, we're talking about Vermilionville's Creole Culture Day that will be held this Sunday. My guests are David Cherami, who is director of Vermilionville, and Rachel Dugas, who is the director of museum operations. And you did mention that there will be an exhibit as well that will have some information and photographs about Creole culture.
Yes, we do have a Creole Culture Day exhibit that is placed in June every year. We try to improve on it every year, and for specifically for Creole Culture Day, Creole Inc. members do bring in some of their own personal items and artifacts, and Creole Inc.'s archives as well, photographs, and so it's an interesting place to start the day to kind of get the whole context.
And David, I know you all are always trying to get people to go, and I had to admit to you all a while ago that I went to Vermilionville for the first time in many, many years for a wedding, and was absolutely charmed by the place, and plan to go often again. But you all have, in addition to culture days like this, you have a restaurant
that's
open every day, I think, and people can go for that.
That's right, but I have to warn you, though, that the next couple of days we will be closed because we're doing some renovations, but it will be open by this weekend. But we come this weekend. I told the fellows working on the floor, if it's not finished by this weekend, I'm coming to do you some great harm. So it must be open. It must be open by then. But we do have a great restaurant. As a matter of fact, I ate there today. We had chicken fried steak with white gravy on top and mashed potatoes, lima beans. I mean, it was just, you know, your basic down home cooking. That's what we specialize in. Like I say, we don't do the caribou with raspberry sauce. You know, I'll leave that to others. But we just
not a real Cajun dish.
But we do the the gumbo. We have gumbo every day. We have a gumbo technician on staff. That's what I call her, Miss Ronnie, who does our gumbo for us every day, and it's always delicious. So you come out to the restaurant. Of course, we have the park in the back of the village where we have our historical homes with. Nine of which we just redid the roofs on it, so it's almost like a brand new park right now. We've painted a couple of the houses, so everything looks brand spanking new back there. So if you haven't been in a while, please come Sunday. Here's your chance to come in for free and see the and Vermilionville and all the improvements we've made lately.
And I guess we should mention too, with the restaurant, you don't pay your usual admission. If you're going to the restaurant, you can just go to the restaurant.
That's right. Just tell the ladies in the gift shop when you walk in, I'm going to the restaurant, and just go in and you don't have to pay admission. And if you'd like to go back afterwards, please come and pay your regular admission. But the way to get around all of that is to become a member of Vermilionville. Also, our members get in free admission, and depending on your level of membership, you can bring guests and family, of course, and that's a very good deal if you plan on coming often. For our Sunday dances also, we have those Sunday dances every Sunday except this Sunday, of course, because of Creole Culture Day. But
we have two Sunday dances technically this Sunday.
This Sunday.
Wait, you're right. So become a member of Vermilionville also, that has its benefits.
Yeah, and I had a professor here at UL tell me that he often goes to La Cuisine de Maman because it's an incredibly peaceful place, and he can do a lot of thinking and cogitating there. So
we have a big porch in the back, that's a glassed-in porch in the back that looks over the Vermilion. So it is a very peaceful place.
Yeah, so it sounds like there's so many reasons to go to Vermilionville. It is becoming a real cultural institution in our community for so many reasons. We're talking specifically about Creole Culture Day, which will be this Sunday, but it's worth exploring the website to find all the many reasons why you would want to go to Vermilionville. Rachel, you mentioned that there will be a museum exhibit, and you all try to have a different one every month.
Yeah, so it alternates normally monthly. So I was mentioning that most recently it was an exhibit that was more based on Earth Day. So we were able to show some of the animals that are in the bayou, and it was more based on the bayou. But something that was very remarkable of it is that we had a small part of what was taken out of the bayou being shown there. So propane tanks, shopping carts, a lot of plastic bottles.
You name it, we've taken it out of the bayou.
Exhibit
and that's part
A.
of our mission is to to tell people that the bayou remain is not a cesspool, it's not a garbage dump. It's our cultural resource. It's the reason we live here, quite frankly, in Lafayette. And that's why this city, which of course was originally called Vermilionville, was founded because of the Vermilion River was there. So we need to learn to protect it and cherish it a lot more so we can enjoy it not only for us but for generations to come.
Right, and that's a real draw. There's so many cities around the country that have built their tourism around a beautiful waterway like that. And it's both a draw for our own citizens and people coming from elsewhere. Again, Vermilionville, you can find out more by going to their website. Creole Culture Day is this Sunday. They will honor Mr. Goldman Thibodeau with the annual Richard J. Catalan Senior Creole Heritage Award. Worth going to honor Mr. Mm-hmm. Goldman. He will be talking and telling stories in addition to receiving his award. And again, as Rochelle said, lots of members of the Creole community who will be sharing their stories, and really worth going to hear. It's, you know, we talk about loving this culture and being a part of it, and we certainly tell people from other places to come and visit, but it's important that we learn to visit it as well. And
yeah, and I think the programming that we have on Sunday with the sharing circles and the jam, it's one time only. This is really, when people come together and share stories, it's not ever going to happen the same way again. So I think it's worth coming out and just being there and listening and not missing that historic moment in time.
Right, know? Not saying, oh, I'll do that at some point in
exactly.
time.
Exactly.
As you mentioned, Miss Cinderella, who's coming, mm-hmm. she's in her 90s.
Yes.
So that isn't something that we should put off.
Exactly. So we have a few of them that are very excited to come and share their knowledge. So I hope that people will come and not only listen, but it is a sharing circle. So if you also have something to bring into the conversation, that's what we hope that will happen.
Absolutely. Well, thank you both for coming by to let us know more about Creole Culture Day. David Cherami, director of Vermilionville. Rochelle Dugas, who is the director of museum operations. It's free and open to everyone. It opens at 10 o'clock this Sunday and goes until 5.
Yes.
So a full day of fun and dancing and food and lots of learning to go on. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Merci beaucoup. Thank you.
And now look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Lots of educational opportunities for children and adults this summer. UL's continuing education program and the Potpourri program offer classes for children in dance and science, sports and music, academic classes as well. There are computer classes through continuing education also. Please contact Continuing Ed for a complete listing. You can ask them to send you a brochure as well. The Light Center is offering a cyber camp for kids this summer. The first session will be June 25th through the 29th, and the second July 30th through August 3rd. For more information on the Academy of Interactive Entertainment cyber camp, please call the Light Center in Lafayette. And the Acadiana Center for the Arts and the Lafayette Science Museum are teaming up for the Art and Science of Sound throughout the summer. A number of different camps being offered. For a complete listing, go to either website, the ACA or the Lafayette Science Museum. The Children's Museum of Acadiana offers quite a few camps for children. There's ceramics camp, a jewelry camp, camp construction, and the ham camp. Call the Children's Museum of Acadiana or go to their website. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra is also offering camps for children. They have a summer piano camp, Expedition Acadiana, and a visual arts camp as well. And Storypalooza, which they are banding together with three Acadiana nonprofits for a collaborative storytelling summer camp. You can call the ASO, AOC, or Cité des Arts about those. And at Cité, Jim Phillips and Cherie Cohn will present the Imagination Game Summer Camp. Jim Phillips and Crystal Place will present the camp They're Going to Put You in the Movies. For more information on any of those, please contact Cité des Arts. In Eunice, the public library will offer storytelling times at the Liberty Theater. There will be one tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. at the Liberty Theater. Sean Driscoll's The Story Ship will be told. And tomorrow evening, Rio Luminoso will be performing at Café des Amis in Breaux Bridge starting at 7 o'clock. Rio Luminoso will be have all five members, and they play music from the tango halls of Buenos Aires, music from Paris, as well as the beaches of Rio and the French Caribbean, Old New Orleans, and the Texas-Mexican border. So lots of great music. That's tomorrow at 7 o'clock, Rio Luminoso at Café des Amis in Breaux Bridge. On Thursday evening in Gran Coteau at Casa Azul, Kim Vodica and Ben Koppel will be giving a reading together. That evening starts at 7 o'clock and goes until around 9. There will be an open mic session afterwards. And all this week at Cité, there will be concerts from 1 until 2:30 in the afternoon. The Campbell Street Studio Fine Arts Camp at Cité is opening to the public these small, intimate concerts. Tomorrow, Eric Bolivar, who is a professional touring drummer, will be performing at 1 o'clock. On Thursday, Mitch Reed will perform, and on Friday, Sarah Hebert will. For more information, please contact Cité des Arts. The Complete Women of Shakespeare in Two Parts opens on Friday. That will be at Theater 810. Kate Schneider is directing The Complete Women of William Shakespeare. That includes two one-act plays, Second Best Bed and When Shakespeare's Ladies Meet. And we'll be speaking with Kate tomorrow about those two one-act plays. And the McNeese Department of Performing Arts will present a free junior piano recital this June 8th in the Ralph Squires Recital Hall in the Sherman Fine Arts Center. It is a free program and open to all. The Bagmat Ministry will be holding a workshop this Saturday, teaching people how to make sleeping mats for the homeless from recycled plastic shopping bags. The group is currently making mats to send to a mission in Haiti. The workshop will start at 9 o'clock at Grace Presbyterian Church in Lafayette this Saturday. You can stay for an hour or stay all day. It's a great project for service groups. You can go as an individual or go as a group who is interested in service. For more information, you can email them at mats4homeless@gmail.com. This Saturday is Second Saturday Art Walk in downtown Lafayette. The Southern Open will continue at the Acadiana Center for the Arts in the main gallery, and a number of other galleries will be open up and down Jefferson Street. On Sunday at Vermilionville, Creole Culture Day will take place from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Mr. Goldman Thibodeau will be awarded the Richard J. Catalan Senior Creole Heritage Award. There will be craft demonstrations, cooking demonstrations, Zydeco dance lessons, lots of music, the Creole Zydeco Farmers and Donna Angel and her Zydeco Posse. There will be a Creole music jam led by Corey Ledet. There will be boat tours and lots of things happening all day. For a complete listing, go to their website, vermilionville.org. On Sunday at Cité des Arts, the Hobgoblin Hill Puppets will present their show Goldilocks Goes to the Wrong House. Hobgoblin Hill Puppets is a traveling puppet troupe which began in 1987, founded by Alice Wallace of Youngsville, Louisiana. These are hand-carved and sculpted puppets in researched historical costumes. That will be at Cité this coming Sunday at 3 o'clock. Tickets are available at the door, and the show is for all ages. For more information, you can call Cité des Arts. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button, or you can search for individual programs, and you can podcast individual programs as well. If you go to a particular program, say Medicine Ball Caravan, you can find a list of programs. If you missed one or you just want to hear one again, you can listen to it there or download it for listening to later on. And of course, you can always support your favorite public radio station at any time securely at krvs.org. Click on the support button and find out the many ways that you can support KRVS, whether that's through individual membership or program underwriting to support programs if you're a business or organization. You can also donate a vehicle if you've got one you want to get out of your driveway or garage, a car, truck, boat, motorcycle. You can donate that to KRVS. On our website, you will see a button that says donate your vehicle. You can find out more by clicking on that button. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock on Tuesday evenings, we join From the Top with host Chris O'Reilly. At 8 o'clock, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz, starting off with John Green's Night Train Jazz from 8 to 10. And from 10 to midnight, Djalma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz. At midnight, it's jazz inspired. And at 1 o'clock in the morning, it's a repeat of Born on the Bayou. In just a few moments, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered. ¶¶